Hello, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm your host, Christopher.
And I'm Mike, and today we're talking about the kind of jokes you might play on a friend. Maybe, well, a good friend, I think.
Yeah.
This is safer, and especially around something like April Fool's Day,
which is
coming up. So.
Yeah. In two months. It's February right now.
That's right. Well, this gives you time to plan out your little joke. Now, when we talk about jokes where we try to trick people, there's another great word that we can use. What is that word, Chris?
Prank.
That's the word.
Yeah.
Pranks.
So, we'll explain pranks later on in our article.
Okay.
But for now, I'll tell you about a prank from my old job.
Ooh, please do.
Okay.
Let's listen.
So, I used to work as a custodian, which is someone who cleans buildings professionally.
Janitor.
You could say that.
I like to say
custodian.
You know the guy in the school who sweeps up after school? That's Chris.
That was me.
Yeah.
Before here.
Okay.
Many years ago. But
was it in a school or
in a high school?
Okay.
And what happened was
they
tricked this custodian. What they did was they took a ketchup packet, opened it, and put it by his wheel, like tucked it under the wheel. So when he pushed the bucket, it shot ketchup all over his clean floor.
Oh, and he would make a little line of ketchup down the hall, and he wouldn't know. What a funny joke.
Right? Okay, but let's begin our article.
Pranks, but no pens.
What are you laughing at?
Check out this video.
I think it's broken. No one's moving.
That's the joke. All these people are actually standing as still as statues.
Where is this taking place?
In Grand Central Terminal in New York City. Isn't it crazy?
Wait a minute. I've heard about this. Are these people part of Improv Everywhere?
That's right. The group pulls funny pranks in public. They formed in 2001.
I've seen some of their videos on YouTube.
Appearing on YouTube made them really famous. Did you see the one in Starbucks?
Yes, the same people kept doing the same things every 5 minutes. I couldn't stop laughing.
Joke. Tom likes to tell jokes and make people laugh. Still. Try to stay as still as possible when you're getting a haircut. Group. Donna went to Australia with a group of friends. Same. Carla and Annie wore the same dress to the wedding.
Okay, so today's article begins with a scene description.
Okay.
And our characters are Brendan and Patricia.
All right.
And as it's described, they are in an internet cafe.
An internet cafe.
Yeah.
So it must be like 1998 right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Internet cafes, for people who don't know what they are places where you can go and use the internet. Maybe you can play online games there.
Yeah, they're pretty popular in different parts of Asia.
That's true.
For that specific purpose.
Right, and you can go, a lot of them in Japan, they give you like snacks and drinks, and you have a little place you can sleep. So if you like your online games, or if you're traveling and you don't have access to a computer, it's a great place to go to.
That's
hang out with your friends and check your email. So that's what they're doing. Brendan notices Patricia's laughing about something. So, of course, he says, "What are you laughing at?"
And Patricia says, "Check out this video."
Oh.
Now, here's the question. If they're in the internet cafe, is she using a laptop where she can spin it, or is she using a you know, a sit-down desktop computer, and he has to actually come check it out.
I don't know, but it's not really important.
That's true.
Anyway, so Brendan looks at the video, he looks at the picture on the screen, and he says, I think it's broken, no one is moving. So he's looking at just a picture, not like a moving picture,
right.
Just a picture.
But she did say video.
That's not that interesting.
But Patricia says, that's the joke! All these people are actually standing as still as statues.
Okay. All right.
Now we heard the word joke.
Yes.
J-O-K-E.
Mm-hmm.
J-O-K-E. Joke. Mm-hmm. And that's something that you say or do to make people laugh, mm-hmm. especially a funny story or trick. You know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Here's our example sentence for joke. Tom likes to tell jokes and make people laugh.
Uh-huh.
Tom likes to tell jokes and make people laugh.
Sounds okay.
Like a good guy.
Yeah, sounds like a very good guy to have as a friend. Now, he said it was a still picture. If something is still, it's not moving. That's right. It has stopped moving. So, for example, if you are told to stand still by a teacher or someone like that, it means don't move, don't run, don't walk, just stand in one place. You can move now. And as everyone knows, if you've been watching videos or maybe even watching TV or a DVD, sometimes the picture will stop and it's still, it's not moving, and that means there's something wrong with your video because it should be moving.
Okay, we do have an example sentence for the word still, and it is, try to stay as still as possible when you're getting a haircut.
Ah, yes, because if you move your head, your haircut might look funny.
That's right.
Right.
Now, the other word we heard was statue.
Right.
Now, statue is spelled S-T-A-T-U-E, statue. Mm-hmm. And it's an object made from a hard material like stone or metal. Mm-hmm. Usually maybe an animal or some kind of, maybe like, I don't know, an angel or something.
Or a person, right?
A person,
they often have a statue of a famous person in front of a building.
It's
in Taiwan, you often see statues of Dr. Sun Yat-sen in front of libraries or universities. So it's kind of like 3D art, and it will not move, of course, because as you mentioned, it's made of stone or metal, but it's art. But of course, it doesn't move. That's the important thing. Now, Brendan has a question about this strange video of all these people not moving. He says, where is this taking place? Okay, if we want to know where something is taking place, that's another way of saying, where is it happening? What is this place that I'm looking at? So, for example, if your friend says, I'm having a birthday party, please come, you might say, where is it taking place? Where is the place, the location, I have to go? So, where is it taking place?
Well,
we all want to know.
Okay, well, Patricia says, in Grand Central Terminal in New York City.
Okay.
Isn't it crazy? Now, she asked, isn't it crazy?
Is.
Yes. Probably because it's a very busy station.
That is. It's probably one of the busiest train stations in the world.
It'd be like trying to be here in Taipei at Taipei Main Station or one of those main transfer stations, the ones where you get from one train to a different train.
Right.
Transfer station.
Yes.
And trying to do something there. People would be like, trying to get around you.
That's right. They're rushing around. They have trains to catch. You don't stand still in a train station very often. You're always moving.
No, not unless you want to make people mad.
Exactly. But Brendan thinks about it, and he notices the scene, all these people in the station. He says, wait a minute. Right? So he's thinking, I've heard about this. Are these people part of Improv Everywhere? Are they part of Improv Everywhere? And you notice it's a big I and a big E for that name. So this is the name of a group or a name of something.
It is. Which we do explain what improv is in a little bit.
Okay,
but
good.
We do have a grammar point that we would like to talk about. It's our Ingwen Kwaiton, and it's here about.
Oh, I've heard about this.
You have?
I have, yeah.
I'm glad. All right, well, you're going to hear about it next.
Cool.
Ingwen
Kwaiton. Oh, yeah!
Hi everyone, this is Eunice here. Have you ever heard about the usage of the word here? Let me tell you right now. This and here 这两个字都和听有关，但是这两个字的意思可不一样哦。Listen 的意思是聆听，例如听音乐我们要说 listen to music。要叫别人注意听你说话，就可以说 listen to me。那 hear 这个字的意思就是听到。 要注意它的过去式是 heard, H-E-A-R-D。 Hear 这个字有很多种用法，例如 I've heard about Peter and Amy's wedding， 我有听到关于 Peter 和 Amy 婚礼的事情。 Hear about something 就是听到有关什么什么的事，那像是 Some younger kids have never heard of Michael Jackson，有些年纪比较轻的小孩从来都没有听过 Michael Jackson 这个人。句子中 hear of somebody or something 意思就是听过什么什么的存在。当然有些情况 hear about or hear of 都可以用，只是会意思会不一样。例如我们说 Have you ever heard about the new mayor of Taipei City?意思是你有没有听过关于新任台北市长的事了。那如果我说 Have you ever heard of the new mayor of Taipei City， 意思就变成你有没有听过新任台北市长的这个人呢。另外补充一下， here 后面还可以直接接子句，也就是 that 加 s 加 v， 譬如说 I heard that you are going to quit， 听说你要辞职了。另外啊 ，here 这个字后面如果要加动词，就必须用原形动词或者是 ving。例如 ，I heard my parents fight in the middle of the night。我听到我爸妈在半夜的时候吵架。现在搞懂 here 的用法了吗？是不是很简单啊？那同学们，我们下次见喽，拜拜。
Okay, welcome back.So we were just talking about improv everywhere.
That's right, yes, exactly. Yeah.
Now, this is a group that does kind of like stunts or like pranks like this in public, usually to kind of maybe make people have fun.
Oh, okay, just kind of as a form of entertainment for like a little show or just something interesting and fun for people to watch.
Right. Now, we said that if someone stood like a statue in the MRT, it would be annoying. But if it was multiple people and it was meant to be entertainment, it could be fun.
It's more like a show.
That's right. Patricia says, that's right. The group, meaning Improv Everywhere, pulls funny pranks in public. Okay. They formed in 2001.
Interesting.
So they've been around 14 years now.
Quite a long time. A group is, of course, several people doing something together. It could be a group of friends going to the beach, a group of people going out for dinner in the evening or something like that. Or it could be a theater group, a music group, a group of people who play sports every day or every weekend. It just means more than one person doing some kind of organized activity together. That's so, for example, we could say Donna went to Australia with a group of friends, maybe like a tour group or a travel group or something like that.
Now we heard pull pranks.
Pull pranks.
Right.
Yes.
Now, a prank, which we discussed at the intro of this lesson today, is a trick that is meant to be funny, but it's not meant to harm or hurt people or cause any damage.
Okay.
Now, to pull isn't like this.
No, it's
not. To pull a prank means to do a prank, usually successfully. If you want to say, I'm going to pull a prank on Mike, it means I'm going to make some kind of fun joke for you.
I see.
So pulling the prank has nothing to do with like physically
not
pulling.
Not pulling like you pull a car when it stops.
It just means to do one.
To do something, because it's a little bit of a trick. You have to kind of be a little sneaky. You don't want your friend to know the prank, because then it won't be funny. It won't be a surprise. So the pulling sort of tells us that it's something you do kind of secretly to surprise someone in some kind of way. And yes, Improv Everywhere, as you said, have been pulling pranks mostly around New York City for many years now. And Brendan says, I've seen some of their videos on YouTube. That's right. Their videos are actually very popular on YouTube. And some of the pranks that they pull are really very funny and also pretty cool, pretty smart the way they do them.
Now, they've been appearing on YouTube. Appearing on YouTube has made them really famous.
Right, sure. Millions of people watch the videos.
Right. And then she asked, did you see the one in Starbucks?
I didn't see that one. Okay, well, Brendan did. He says, yes, the same people kept doing the same things every 5 minutes. Oh, interesting. I couldn't stop laughing. Okay, if the same people do the same things, if something is the same, There's no difference. It's identical. There's nothing different. There's nothing unusual between these two things. They're exactly the same. For example, your hands are often the same, or the color of your eyes will be the same. Well, you got to turn it the right way. So it means there's no difference between them. So it sounds kind of funny if people in the coffee shop keep getting a coffee every 5 minutes and they get another coffee.
Or if they cough, they'll be like, and then 5 minutes later.
Interesting. And then some of the people who don't know in the Starbucks will think, what's going on? This is pretty strange. We have an example sentence for same, don't we?
Right. It's Carla and Annie wore the same dress to the wedding.
Oh, that's
Carla
embarrassing.
Carla and Annie wore the same dress to the wedding. So they both maybe had a same purple dress.
Oh, that's terrible. Right. If you're at a fancy party of the same clothes. Oh, my gosh. Go home and change. All right, well, that's it for day one of our article. We're going to find out more about pulling pranks in day two, but before that, we're going to be right back. Okay, so we've been talking about pranks. We should point out, for just normal pranks or even an April Fool's Day prank, make sure you know the person quite well. You're friends with them.
Yeah, you don't want to be doing a prank on a teacher who may get you in big trouble.
Right, or your boss
who may fire you.
Or someone like that. Or, you know, your grandmother who, if you surprise, she could, you know, fall down and, oh my gosh, I killed Granny. But a prank is also sometimes called a practical joke.
Yeah.
Right? Practical, spelled practical, joke, as you know, joke. It's called that because most jokes we say just with words.
Right.
We say like a funny story and people laugh. This is a practical joke because it involves actions and movement and doing stuff in the real world. It's not just a funny story. It's a funny set of events.
Yeah.
So it's also a practical joke or prank.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
More pranks tomorrow.
And more about improv.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Back for that. Sounds great. We're going to have a few laughs.
See you next time.
See you later.
The black-hearted thief stole the old woman's money.
The black-hearted thief stole the old woman's money.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Celine。有时候报章杂志啊会报道一些坏人啊做坏事，像是不良的商人等等的，我们都会说他们是黑心商人。好巧不巧，英文里呢我们也可以这样形容坏人。我们先来看看今天的句子哦。 The black-hearted thief stole the old woman's money. The black-hearted thief stole the old woman's money. 意思呢就是可恶的小偷偷了那位老妇人的钱。Thief 就是小偷，而 stole 则是 steal, S-T-E-A-L 的过去式哦。接下来我们来看看 black-hearted 这个形容词，中间呢有连字号的字呢就是组合而成的，那我们把它称作为复合形容词。这边当然就是把 black 跟 heart 组在一起，意思就可以解释成 have a black heart， 有个邪恶的心。但为了要让它变成形容词的样子啊，名词 heart 后面呢就加了 ed。 这种例子还有很多哦，除了邪恶的 black-hearted， 还有心碎的 broken-hearted，也是用连字号然后名词加上 ed， 这样子的组字是不是非常灵活又生动呢？最后我们再来复习一遍今天的句子哦。 The black-hearted thief stole the old woman's money. That's all for today. 小智慧，我们下次见咯，拜拜。
The black-hearted thief stole the old woman's money.
The black-hearted thiefstole the old woman's money.
Pranks, but no pants.
What are you laughing at?
Check out this video.
I think it's broken. No one's moving.
That's the joke. All these people are actually standing as still as statues.
Where is this taking place?
In Grand Central Terminal in New York City.Isn't it crazy?
Wait a minute. I've heard about this. Are these people part of Improv Everywhere?
That's right. The group pulls funny pranks in public. They formed in 2001.
I've seen some of their videos on YouTube.
Appearing on YouTube made them really famous. Did you see the one in Starbucks?
Yes, the same people kept doing the same things every 5 minutes. I couldn't stop laughing.
Joke. Joke. Tom likes to tell jokes and make people laugh. Tom likes to tell jokes and make people laugh. Still. Still. Try to stay as still as possible when you're getting a haircut. Try to stay as still as possible when you're getting a haircut. Group. Group. Donna went to Australia with a group of friends. Donna went to Australia with a group of friends. Same. Same. Carla and Annie wore the same dress to the wedding. Carla and Annie wore the same dress to the wedding.